breaking news from WTOP.
We have an incident involving a Metro train on the Red Line near the Tacoma Station. We want to go live now to D.C. Fire Department spokesman Alan Etter, who joins us live. Alan, can you fill us in on some details of what you know right now?
Sean, I can tell you for about the past 20 minutes, we've been working on what's evolving into a mass casualty event. I can't tell you the severity of the injuries, but I can tell you we do have some injuries. And this has to do with a potential derailment secondary to a collision between two trains. I don't have any information as to what caused this. I will tell you that the fire and EMS department is down in the tunnel right now, trying to evacuate a number of people.
One person is dead, with others trapped and hurt after a six-car Metro train collides with another on the Red Line. WTOP's Darcy Marchese has the latest in this live report.
Yeah, Hillary, this is what we know right now. One person is confirmed dead. At least nine people are injured after a six-car Metro train has collided with another train between the Fort Totten and Tacoma Park stations on the Red Line. We are also learning that right now people are still trapped inside the trains. D.C. Fire spokesman Alan Etter just telling us that crews are actually cutting apart the trains to get people out.
We now have word from Metro that two people are dead on a Metro train collision between the Fort Totten and Tacoma stations that happened at about 5 o'clock today. One of those trains was a six-car train, and Sean, we're looking at video of some of this stuff, and though we haven't seen the exact impact point, we do hear from D.C.'s Alan Etter that one train is on top of the other, and a rescue effort is underway to try to cut people out of the train.
Exactly. Several people are trapped, according to Alan. Last time we checked in with him a few minutes ago, he said these folks were in various conditions, so they are preparing at hospitals all over the region to take in possibly more injured.
And we're watching the monitors now, and it's quite clear that one car is visibly on top of the other, and the cars, strangely and kind of sickly, look like model train cars that have been pushed off of the tracks. They're crumbled like tin. The firefighters are working diligently to try to get people out. It's a big crowd. We saw them taking away at least one person on a stretcher.
And now WTOP's Patricia Guadalupe is near the scene. She's able to see some of the wreckage. Patricia, what do you see right now?
It's an absolutely terrible thing to see. There is a train on top of another one. It looks like the front of one train was sheared off right when it started climbing up the train. It almost looks like a tangled roller coaster. And what we're seeing right now is several people being offered first aid by the fire department, but it really is a very gruesome scene around here. Just looking at that, it's awful.
And joining us live, Kathy Asado from Metro. Kathy, what can you tell us about how this crash happened?
We don't have the details on exactly what happened and how it happened. That will be part of an investigation, a thorough investigation that we'll be conducting. Right now, our main concern is the safety of the passengers who were on the train, getting them off of the train and into a safe area. We do have two confirmed fatalities, and our sincerest regrets and condolences go out to the families of these people and to the people who have been injured.
At least two dead, nine injured, a train collision on Metro's Red Line near Tacoma Station between the Tacoma and Fort Totten stations. Let's go live near the scene. WTOP's Hank Silverberg has a good view of things. Hank, what do you see right now?
Sean, I am on a hill overlooking the accident scene. This is on elevated track. One Metro train, two cars completely on top of another Metro train. One of those cars completely split open at the front. You can see rescue crews going in.
And a lot of rescuers are in there, still taking people out. I see some people coming out on a stretcher right now. And what I've heard from what the neighbors were telling us is that it sounded like thunder. And since we've had a lot of rain in the area, several people said they didn't think too much about it until one woman said, you know, wait a minute, it's been nice and sunny out here, let me go look outside. And of course, the scene that they see is something out of this world. It looks like something out of a Hollywood movie.
People that are going to and from Chicago
Jim,
on Amtrak.
I've got to break in. We're going to go right to Mayor Adrian Fenty.
The history of our Metro train transit system. We early on want to both express condolences to all of the family members. Obviously, they haven't even been notified yet. Our hearts go out to the many loved ones who both know of the injuries that have been sustained and those who don't.
And now the general manager of Metro about to speak.
First, I'm John Cato, general manager of WMATA. First, I'd like to give my condolences to the families of those who lost their lives today. We have 4 confirmed deaths, as the chief mentioned. One of those is a Metro rail operator from the second train. Also, to the families of those who were injured, our deep, heartfelt pain is with you, and we would do whatever we can to help through this process. What happened at approximately 5:02, 5:03 today, one train was stopped waiting for to get the order to pass because of a train stopped at a platform. The next train came up behind it, and for reasons we do not know, collided into the back of that train. The operator of that train was the one who lost their life.
If you are concerned that you had loved ones on one of those trains, here is the number to call, 202-727-9099. This number announced just minutes ago by the police chief in D.C., Kathy Lanier, 202-727-9099. She promises they don't have all the names, not all the information, but you can at least get in touch with someone there and start to find some information on your loved ones this evening.
Continuing coverage here on WTOP Radio, let's go to our reporter, Patricia Guadalupe, who is near the scene. Patricia, what can you tell us?
Yeah, I'm right on the bridge on top of where the two trains collided earlier. And obviously, this has been what has been described as the worst Metro accident in the Metro's history, with the people dead, so many dozens injured. And the train service on the Red Line, they just told us, is going to be shut down until at least through rush hour tomorrow. But they're going to give us some more details later on this evening on how this is going to affect rush hour.
Now live to WTOP's Kate Ryan. She's en route to Washington Hospital Center. What's the latest from where you are, Kate?
That's correct. Well, what we understand from Washington Hospital Center is that they are treating 7 of the patients that were taken from the train. Their conditions range from minor to serious. And that's all we have at this point. They are still sifting through much of the information. As you can imagine, hospital officials have been overwhelmed with the treatment, the immediate response.
This just in to the WTOP newsroom.
We've just learned that the death toll has risen in this Metro rail accident. 6 people dead, 6 confirmed fatalities. More to come on WTOP. Now waiting for D.C. Police Chief Kathy Lanier.
We are asking members of the public to not come down to the site. Right now, we still have a lot of firefighters who are doing very critical work, a lot of heavy equipment. North Capitol Street, we have New Hampshire Avenue is closed from Eastern Avenue to North Capitol Street. Please do not try and come down here. The rescue workers' lives are at stake here, and this is very dangerous work, so please do not try and come down to the site.
News update, I'm Bill Whitney. One Washington Metro train was stopped at a station this afternoon when another train plowed into it from behind.
It was terror. I mean, I was standing up because I was waiting to get up, and it threw me. I lost my glasses.
Passenger Tom Baker says the first car of that second train was demolished.
I saw the entire car basically crumbling up on top of the first train, and when the smoke cleared, the whole front of that car was actually, it was either open or it was missing.
With us now, WTOP's Sprawl and Crawl reporter, Adam Tuss. Adam, first, your thoughts on this or whatever you're learning tonight, and then we can talk about the commute.
As you say, obviously just an awful, awful accident for the Metro system. Your heart goes out to those that lost their lives today. Now they'll try to pick up the pieces and see exactly what went wrong. And it is going to be an extensive investigation to figure out, you know, was there a signal that was missed? Was a train operator not paying attention? There are things like automatic control systems that Metro trains have. And during a rush hour, the train should have been operating in an automatic control system. The general manager was saying that tonight. And if it was in some sort of manual mode, was there something that should have been done differently? Obviously, there's a lot to go through here, a lot to uncover.
Breaking news from WTOP.
Metro is now confirming that the death toll has risen even higher. The death toll now in the Metro train wreck, 9. It's risen from 6 to 9 in just the past hour or so. Metro giving us that word just a moment ago.